Welcome to the Mosh Pit, your home for unsigned punk, rock, and metal artists, where your music goes to be heard.
This is Jed from Poetic Descent, and you're listening to the Mosh Pit Podcast.
So, from Poetic Descent, this is Jared. So, we know your band name, Poetic Descent. Descent comes from your name, Jared, in Hebrew. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
That's actually really neat. How did you guys decide that that should be the band name?
Well, the band kind of started after the falling out of our last band. It was me and my drummer Adam. We're in a band called Mayfly, and I'd had a few songs written and studio time booked at the time that Mayfly ended, and I didn't want to cancel studio time, so I went ahead and recorded the songs without a band name or anything. I've always been fascinated, I guess, with the more supernatural side of the Bible, and I came to find out that my name means to descend in Hebrew, and it's referring specifically to a part in Genesis talking about fallen angels descending to earth and mating with human women and creating what's known as sons of God or Nephilim. We also know them as the giants, like in the story of David and Goliath. So, yeah, and just came it derived from that, and then the poetic part was just kind of tribute to a band from our area, Dayton, Ohio, called Dead Poetic. And I thought those two words flowed together really well. And I asked Adam, and he was, all the names I threw at him, he kept going back to that one. So that's what stuck.
That's awesome. You said you're based out of Dayton, Ohio. Yes. What are your favorite venues to play there?
Favorite venues in Dayton area? There was a venue called Rockstar Pro Arena, which has now been turned into a venue called Turnbuckles. That's about the only venue that this particular band has played in that's actually in Dayton at this point.
So when this whole pandemic ends, do you have any, are you looking at more venues to try to pick up?
I kind of really just wait for them to come to us at this point. We're not desperate to like tour and play shows and stuff. We've got busy lives outside of the band, but yeah, I would definitely like to play a little more than we have this year. We've only done 2 shows. We just did a festival in Indiana last weekend, and then we've got another one up in St. Mary's, Ohio, kind of out in the middle of nowhere, and then that's all we have planned at this point. So yeah, we would love to maybe do a few more before the year ends if possible.
That's cool. So you have a new single called Shallow Graves. So let's talk about that a little bit. What was your inspiration behind this particular song? Because it's awesome. I thoroughly enjoyed the music.
Yeah. Lyrically, it comes from a place of me personally dealing with addiction. For me, it's been pornography addiction for most of my adult teenage life. And that's just something that I don't find as healthy for sexuality or anything like that, especially now that I'm getting married at the end of the year. It's something I don't want to bring into that marriage. But it's essentially about any addiction or vice you have in your life that you keep trying to bury, but you never bury it deep enough, hence shallow graves. So you hear it, it continues to call out to you every night, every time you're in a place where you're struggling, you're stressed, and you choose to dig it up again and dance with it again in the dark and the shame. And you're ashamed of that. And essentially the message is these things we need to bring into the light. We need to confess them. And because we can't bury them for good. We can't bury them alone. We need other people to help encourage us and stay away from those things.
I feel like that's like a super relatable message.
Oh, good.
I mean, I do. Like, I think everybody has, I guess, their bones in their shallow graves, so to speak, you know, instead of, you know, like bones in the closet, you have like your bones in your shallow graves. And I feel like every once in a while, there's always something that comes back to bite you in the hiney. I mean, And so I feel like that's a really good message to just face it head on and say, look, you know, I'm in control of this, not you. I did it. I repent. Exactly. At the end, you know? So I felt really, really inspired by that song. And I was wondering if you could give anybody advice to who's just found your band, who's just listened to your songs, and it actually touched them that way, what would your advice be?
Specifically, I guess, regarding that message and that song, for me, it's I had to find a group of men that I met with on a regular basis to hold me accountable, that I could confess to, and that they could encourage me and give me advice and stuff like that to keep me from making the same mistakes again. But yeah, just surrounding yourself with the right people is, I feel like, the only way you can overcome any vice in your life like that.
I agree. That's like the best advice.
You know, that kind of brings me to our next question. What would you consider the most rewarding part of making the music that you guys make?
The most rewarding part, I think, just seeing people react to it, kind of like you did, AJ, and just saying how you found it relatable. That and just seeing people actually sing the words at concerts is probably one of the greatest feelings to me, when people took the time to actually learn them.
How do you like collaborating with other artists and friends? Like, I know that you had said that, well, I know on Shallow Grave that you have a vocalist that is actually in another band from Dayton, Ohio.
Actually, so that vocalist, his name is Paul Carnahan, and he's in a band called Time and Eternity. They're actually from the Knoxville, Tennessee area, but I grew up going to church with Paul, and so we've been wanting to do something together for a long time, ever since we both really got into doing music and heavy music, especially. Yeah, and then our other single we released last year, Pariah, features Joel Holycross, who he was in our last band, Mayfly, as a guitarist, and he does vocals on that. He also has kind of this, I don't know if I'm going to describe it right, this like industrial rock kind of project he's just started called Mahalath. But yeah, I think things are always more fun with friends, so I like to try to include them on most of the songs I write.
I agree. I 100% agree there. I think everything is way more fun when you have someone who's supportive.
Definitely.
If you knew me then, you wouldn't let me in. I don't blame you for how it's been. You were crazy, I was crazy too. How about you? You were crazy, I was crazy too. Too. Hold on tight.
And we saw you did the collaboration with Jake Bryant from Danger Kids. What was that opportunity like working with them or him?
Oh, with Jake, yeah, he is a fabulous producer. He's been trying to get me to work with him for a while now, and we first worked together on Pariah, and I had to have him again for Shallow Graves. He's just he has a very efficient recording process, doesn't like to drag things out, can get things done a lot faster than a lot of other producers out there. And then the end product, as you've heard, is just super, super polished, super modern sounding. So I'm thankful to have come in contact with him for sure.
Very cool.
Okay, so this is generic question, but okay. I have to ask it because I'm always curious what people are going to say. If money was no object, if you had all the money in the world to buy one instrument, what would it be?
Buy one instrument. Oh, dear. It's hard, and I'm not a super big gearhead either, so I'm always thinking in terms of what I can afford. But I guess I haven't really dreamed as much when it comes to that. Any particular guitars out there, I'd probably get some super high-end microphone, but I don't even know what's the best of the best out there, to be honest. I'm sorry for that disappointing answer.
it's all good. You know, it's better to hear the truth, you know?
I
find it interesting because some people say Les Paul, some people say Jimi Hendrix guitar or something, and then you get people who are like, I don't really care about all that as long as I have a guitar to play, you know?
Yeah, my drummer and my guitarist would probably have some great answers for that question, but me, not so much.
Well, do you have any advice for any up-and-coming bands that are trying to make a name for themselves?
Yeah. I think definitely being willing to work with other musicians who have been doing it longer than you and have had success, making friendships with those people, asking for their criticism on the songs you write, and being willing to take it and use it and transform your songs and make them better is important, and finding a producer who's put out bands you like and being willing to put the money into recording with them. And I think nowadays, just having a really good finished product online that you can push everywhere is more important than playing live, especially right now when that's barely an option for any band.
Right.
You're going to get people on their... You need to reach people on their where they're most of them are at most of the time on their smartphones.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely true. What would you say has been your biggest challenge as a band as in the music scene?
I think for me and Adam starting out with this is just that we're in a place, especially Adam, who has a family, a wife, and a daughter now, finding the time to work on things together and rehearse and play shows. So, just finding the time in general to do what we need to do to be successful and put ourselves in front of people has been the biggest challenge.
Right. So what is... Okay, so if you could sum up... If you could sum up Poetic Descent with one message, what would the message be?
Somebody asked me this at the music festival we played last weekend. I feel like that was the first time anybody asked me that. But I guess I'll kind of reiterate what came to my head in the moment then, and that'd be that it's clear that there's evil in this world. It's definitely illustrated by the story behind our name with, you know, demons coming and mating with humans and just that whole corruption of our morals and stuff is very evident if you look at the news and stuff.
Yep.
But I believe in hope offered in the person of Jesus Christ. That's ultimately who I want to point people to, is reading the history of his life and his story, and just how following him and just how he shows love for, teaches us to love our fellow man. I think that's ultimately what I want people to learn and be encouraged to do after listening to us.
Right. Their take back needs to be that we're all God's children, no matter who, what, and where you know, you're still God's child.
Definitely. I definitely agree with that.
What was it like? I love that answer, by the way. Absolutely. But how did it feel being the top 10 Christian rock band on the Billboard charts?
Oh yeah, that was really surprising. Especially since a lot of those bands that were on the chart at that time were like bands that had been around for a decade or so that I grew up listening to. But it was just kind of cool to see our name up there with some of our musical heroes.
That's awesome, man. You guys definitely deserve it.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
I just feel like, I feel like that's like, that for me would be super epic, to be like up there as a colleague with some of my childhood heroes. I just feel like, I don't know, I would be like a giddy little girl.
Yeah. So on one hand, I think it maybe got to my head a little bit, where I was like, look at me here. But then on the other side, I was like, man, I don't know if we deserve this. Why are people listening to us like this? We're not that good, are we? But
I think you're that good.
Thanks.
Absolutely, man. Well, dude, I appreciate you sitting in on this interview with us. It's been really fun.
Thank you for inviting me.
Where can our listeners find you guys? Social media wise.
The best place as far for all things Poetic Descent is www.poeticdescent.com. Yeah, all of our social media links and streaming links and all that are right on our official website there.
We'll play some of you guys' music and hopefully have you back on again soon.
Great. I'm sure we'll have some, we've got a couple more songs to send you away before the end of the year. So that'd be great. And we'll definitely share the link to the podcast and everything that comes up.
Yeah. And if you guys ever do get to touring and you come down toward Atlanta, look us up. Come see the studio.
Atlanta? All right. Yeah. I would love to come hang out with you guys sometime.
His father was an alcoholic. Mom and dad always fought about his mom's gambling addiction. He tried committing suicide, but he failed and he's still alive. Caught up in his own porn addiction. Same old story, unless it is your story. 'Cause it's the same old story, unless it is your story. She thinks back as the camera starts rolling. He watches her every- every day, even though they're miles away, perpetuating each other's self-degradation. It's the same old story, unless it is your story. 'Cause it's the same old story, unless it is your story. It's the same old story, unless it is your story.